Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the SecModcast. I'm David Kemp, here to give you an update on all the goings-on in the world of sec change, including the industry consultation on Modification Proposal 7, the agenda for June's working group meeting, a look at next week's change subcommittee meeting, and more. We begin with Modification Proposal 7. This modification is seeking to introduce the ability to upgrade firmware on hand devices over the air. After much discussion, the proposer has settled on a solution whereby PPMID firmware would be updated via Zigbee, whereas updates for HCalcs would be via GBCS critical commands. And this is what is being taken forward. At this stage, ISDs are proposed to be excluded from scope, though this will be reviewed after the consultation. Our refinement consultation will be issued today and will be open until Monday, 17th of June. Through this, we want to understand the impacts, costs, and lead times on you to implement this change, your views on the solution developed, and whether or not ISDs should be included in this modification. We encourage you to take a look at this consultation and send us a response to help us understand the business case for this change. Our next monthly working group meeting will be on Wednesday, 5th of June, and the agenda has now been announced. This month, we'll be discussing Modification Proposal 10, looking at introducing triage arrangements for communication hubs. Modification Proposal 53, looking at shortening target response times for service requests used in the installation and commissioning process. Modification Proposal 63, looking at validating the network operator certificates placed on meters. And Modification Proposal 66, looking at increasing the minimum advance shipment notification the DC must give parties for communications hub orders. For Modification Proposals 10 and 53, we have received the DCC preliminary assessments and will be seeking comments on these before the changes proceed to consultation and impact assessment. For Modification Proposals 63 and 66, we'll be discussing the issues raised under these proposals and understanding whether and how these changes should progress. This will help us then develop the business requirements with the proposers ahead of preliminary assessments being performed. The materials for this meeting will be published next week. And if you're planning to attend or dial into this meeting, please email us at sec.change@gemserve.com so that we know to expect you and can send you the meeting invite for your calendar. Please also let us know if you're only intending to come along for some of the items. This week, the Change Board voted for the first time on whether impact assessment should be requested, a responsibility introduced earlier this year under Modification Proposal 49. For Modification Proposal 7, the Change Board deferred a decision pending further information on the expected IA costs. This will be voted on in the June meeting once the refinement consultation has closed. For Modification Proposal 56, which is seeking to ensure devices on the hand don't report data from prior to a change of tenancy, the Change Board were happy to proceed with the impact assessment on the basis no material issues are raised in the refinement consultation. Talking of which, the refinement consultation for this modification will be issued in the next week or so, and we'll discuss this further in next week's episode. The Change Subcommittee will be meeting on Tuesday, and this month they'll be looking at all six draft proposals, 71 to 76, raised since the new development stage was introduced. They will be determining if the issues identified under each draft proposal are sufficiently understood and, if so, recommending whether they should proceed to the next stage of the process. For further information on these draft proposals, please see their pages on our website, and the papers being presented to the CSC can be found via the event on our meeting calendar. We thank everyone who has commented on these draft proposals during their development, as this has really helped understand the scale of the issues raised and the merits of progressing the modification proposal. We welcome any feedback on whether we can make feeding into this easier for you in the future. Last week, we issued an email seeking your views on the draft release implementation document for the June 2020 SEC release. You can find a copy of this on the releases page of our website. If you have any comments on this, please email us at sec.change@gemserve.com. We're seeking comments by Friday, 31st of May, and all comments received will be fed back to the panel to consider at their June meeting. We also issued the modification report consultation for Modification Proposal 55 last week. This modification is progressing a batch of issue resolution proposals arising from BAEs and, if approved, would go into the November 2019 SEC release. This consultation is your last chance to inform the change board whether you believe this change should be approved or rejected, and closes on Tuesday the 4th of June. We are working to develop baseline copies of the SEC documents impacted by the November 2019 SEC release to show what the combined changes will be when this release goes live. We are planning to publish these on the developing SEC page of our website in the week beginning 10th of June. Once we've received a decision on modification proposal 55, we intend to designate schedules 8 through 11 into the SEC with an effective date of 7th November 2019, and we expect this to happen on or shortly after the 4th of July. Finally, BEIS have issued a consultation on changes to the TS applicability tables, seeking comments on changing the validity period end dates for SMET 2 versions 2.0 and 3.1. If you have any comments on this, please send them to smartmetering@beis.gov.uk by Wednesday the 5th of June. And that brings us to the end of this episode. If you have any questions or anything discussed here, please email us at sec.change@gemserve.com. We also welcome your feedback on these modcasts to help ensure they are delivering the information you need. Thank you for listening, and until next time, farewell.